And the Dorim continued, Yudal Adar Aleph, Hetav Shem Lechess, February 21st, 1978, on Tuesday.
He thought that because of the special situation that he'll face, the special problem that he'll face, on account of the fact that it's good for his health, for his physical constitution, to drink wine, or because he made a living as being a member of the Chevra Kadishah, because as an undertaker, he made a living from being an undertaker. So Mimele, even though he was cognizant that he was a resource of Thomas Macy, but he thought that the business will adopt a liberal approach and the legitimate dispensation that whenever he has to entitle himself to Macy for his profession, they will give him a dispensation. So then, having known that the best, the Gimel Gates and the Yochid Mumche, I mean, they are so strict, I mean, that they wouldn't give him any dispensation, so he wouldn't have taken that matter. He wouldn't have taken that matter of Nizires. So then the matter of his English Gogis, he doesn't even require it. So the question is, what's the difference between this case and that case? So Ravel says as follows. In the first case, where he didn't know that one of the Sorinosia, is Siasiani, so then it means that he wasn't given Mikabe. Yeah, he was just Mikabe in Zires, Ligabe Tiglachas. He was just Mikabe in Zires, Ligabe Thomas Macy. So, and the Alochid Rabbon of Tachimen say that one says, Arim Nozem the Teglachas, Arim Nozem the Thomas Macy, even though he spelled out that he shouldn't be in Nozia, we see as Yahim, so he's in Nozia the Kaim, especially as a Kosa. So, Mimele, he wasn't even Mikabe, so he can't apply the Alochid of Metashuta Mitzosi Utakole, because he wasn't even Mikabe, Sriasa. Masha'im came in the second case, where he knew that the Nozir is also in Tiglachas, also in Tumas Meitzim, is also in Siyasiyai. And he said, Harim Nozir. And he meant he should be a Nozir in everything. But he was laboring under the notion that Allah is very liberal and will give him dispensations, that every Tom Kohen will give him a dispensation whenever it's necessary for him to drink, or to be Tamil amazing because it's necessary for his profession. And had he known that the Aloha says Zikibadines or doesn't make any dispensations, he wouldn't have taken that letter. So in other words, so it's Midrash Gogis, he doesn't even require Hetachot. So, but there is no Indian Ruha, so Ravon says, because here, as far as the element of CSCI is concerned, or Tumul Meisim, let's say, where he happens to be an undertaker, so then it's a mistake as to the identity of the matter, the Iker. So Mimele, without the Tachochem, so it is bottled. So since he was Mikabe, even in regard to CSCI, even in regard to Tumul Meisim, but there is a mistake as to the Iker, as to the identity of the matter, as to the identity of the subject matter of the letter. So he was the Kabul of death Nizires, and it was victorious. So we say Neda Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kule. So Memele, he's good and everything. Anyway, so Ravelu bases his Chiddush on the premise that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Rambam. That even without the Mishabucha, if the mistake is in the identity of the subject of the Neder, so then it's his bottle, so the Neder is bottle. Because it's a Neder victorious, because of the Aloha Bodo Mishue, even without the Mishabucha, because of the special Zazakos of Bodo Mishue. Now the question is, but how can we say that the Rambam Shite is like the Ram, the Marit, deduces from the Rambam in Perikhes Milchasidor Malochet Aleh Veloyei Elosh Mi Shehoa Anoshim Yerochet Ichun Teim Shalei שלה. ויאמרו לנערים עליכם כל חוקים שכל הבא לביאים, והרידות בביוכי והרידו מתורים, אבל כשהוא הפיר את הסיבו של גירום דיבורו, הרי זה כמו שפיר את שאדום המחיח של עושר עליהם, אלו שהוא יום די בשביל זור עם החלטאים של זה, זאת הרמב"ם אמפס עשה שאדום המחיח. שאדום המחיח. So only because there is an ansade. So apparently the Rambam shite, the Rambam rejects the shite of the Rambam. I think that from, on the contrary, that from this Rambam, it's a raya that the Rambam, does not have the shite of the Marit, that there is no distinction between a mistake v'ikra neder, a tzol v'ikra neder, the identity of the subsequent of the neder, or intuitives in the double study in an extraneous manner, that is the motivating factor of the Nedar Shmuel. Because the Rambam's Loshon is a little strenuous. V'royei, the Rambam was a big mikatzer. So the Rambam should be expected to say as follows. V'royei, elo mi sheroa Loshon Yerochim. Elo mi sheroa Loshon Yerochim. Ich bin finim shalei. V'akach, נית עליהם, ואומר להם הרי הלכום, והכך נית עליהם שהם עובי ואוכלים, הרי מיטור. הרי מיטור. שהדון מכיח של נוסר עליהם אלו שאולי ודאי בשם זאת. This is what he should have said. Why does the Rambam say? ולא יעיד על מי שרואו על נושא מרוכי, איך לים, תנים שלהם, ואומר להם הרי הלכם קום, כי משקורת, Kimshikomabalayan, the hippie, Vari Novi, he became very descriptive and dramatic, the Rambam. Kimshikomabalayan, the hippie, Vari Novi, the Ochi, Harim Tori, he should have said, Varakach Nidalay, Shaynobi Ochi. Why Kimshikomabalayan, the hippie, Vari Novi, the Ochi, Harim Tori? Why did he mention it? If the Rambam hadn't been indicted in his Loshon, no lie. But the Rambam happens to be a capstone and indicted in the Loshon. So why does he say Kim Shekora Balayan Bihibi Varinobi Biochi Varinton? So currently the Rambam Shite is that in view of the fact there is a special sasakos of Odom Shwe, and of course Odom Shwe implies extra aloche of das that do not apply to collateral cover. Do not apply to collateral cover. So here too there is a special aloche of Odom Shwe. So too there in collateral cover in Kiyonim. So, if there is no under the muhach, so then it's Vorin Shebelev. Vorin Shebelev. But Mashenkin here, even if there is no under the muhach at the time of the Neder, so it's still Neder Toyes, because of the expert Zasakosu of Odom Shwe. If the Toyes is in the identity of the subject matter of the Neder, but that does not mean that where the Toyes is in the identity of the subject matter of the Neder, that the halacha of Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim has no application. We could say that where there is a mistake in the identity of the Neder, so then the halacha of Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim has application. I mean, has no application. But the Shittas HaRambam means no. Even where the Toyes is beaten there, there is still a halacha of Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim. But there is one distinction between the halacha of Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim Kolatir Kule and the halacha of Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim in case of Neder, where the mistake is beaten there. In Kolatir Kule, so Dvorim Shebelev is considered Dvorim Shebelev, even if it is Mechiyach, later on, to everybody. We don't have to resort to nemonis. As long as the time of the Mechiret, there was no Unden in the Muchach, even though, later on, there is an Unden in the Muchach. And we don't have to resort to nemonis. So, it's still Dvorim Shebelev. How Gavra, Dizovim Nichsa, Daitel, and Mesek, Leal, Tzisroel. So, Dvorim Shebelev, the Gemara says that, meaning Tushi. Why? Because at the time when he sold his karke, there was no Unden in the Muchach. But later on, the whole world knew that the reason as to why he sold the karke is because he had the intention to go to Eretz Yisrael. Still, it's considered Dvorim Shebelev. Why? Because at the time when he made the sale of the karke, there was no Aransan. Even though later on, it was Muchach. So it's still Torah Shabbat. But by Neder, if the Torah is the identity of the subject matter of the Neder, so then, even though there is no in the Ruchach at the time he made the Neder, but later on, it becomes Ruchach, that was the motivating factor of the Neder, so it's in the Torah. If the mistake was in identity. That's why the Rambam is so descriptive in visualizing this thing. The loyal, so he made an Eder while they were standing at a great distance. Then he walked out of the house. He looked at them, let's say, through the window. And he didn't see them well. So he said, Harin Aleichem Kol. Then he walked outside and he approached them. And this, Kibu Shekorabah, the Hebrews, Vavilovi Rochi. In other words, so he was overtaken by dismay. In other words, the moment he approached them and he saw them face to face, and he realized that he took the net there in respect to his brothers, to his father. So Harin we told him, even though at the time of the Neder there was no Umdere Muchach. There was no Umdere Muchach. Because there is no such Umdere Muchach that when a person asks Anoye, so the average person wouldn't ask Anoye if it's his brother. There are certain people who don't get along with their brother. So there is no Umdere Muchach. So he says, Apophishal Pirish Asibashi, Dirom Bigolo. Even though at the time of the Neder there was no Pichoche, but later on when he approached them and when he for the first time is overtaken by dismay and surprise that he took in Neder in respect to his father and his brothers, then he becomes Mechiyach. So in Kol HaTerekole it's still Kol HaShemoeh, but here there is a special Pesachosu of Odom Mishmoeh. That if there is a toyes v'ikaraneder, if there is a toyes v'ikaraneder, even though he there was no umdere limuchach at the time of the neder, so in kol atere kule it would be dvorim shebalev, but here it's another toyes. Here it's another toyes.
Sure. In the Dorim, Tazayin Adar Aleph, Hetov Shalom Lechaz, February 23rd, 1978, on Thursday.
Nan Hosom, Peishim B'Shabosim, so we Yom Tevim. So in other words, if someone took an Eder, the Asa Da'achile, and all the days of the week. So then it can be used as a Pesach. And the Bezdin says to him, now if you knew that it is osir to fast and Shabbosim Yom Tevim, would you have taken that neder? And he says no. So maybe this is used as a Pesach. So the Pesach, what is used as a Pesach? The fact that he asat achilim siye and Shabbosim Yom Tevim. But the fact that the Asat Achil is see on the other days of the week, that is not as a Pesach. So the question is, do we say that since on account of the Pesach of Shabbosim Yom Tevim, so the Neder becomes bottle in respect to Shabbosim Yom Tevim, it becomes bottle in respect to the other days or not? So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, and we pass it like Rabbi Akiva. Dann hast du Pesach mit Shabbos Yom Tov. Von Shein Yoy Emrim, Eisem Ayom Mutor, Ushoko Ayom Masur. Atshibor Rabbi Akiva will be made, Neder Shehuda Mitzos Yehud Akko. It's a very difficult subject. Dann hast du Pesach mit Shabbos Yom Tov. Maslisen hier, ich kann nur für dich Pesach. Woher Maslisen, ich darf hier Mamischen Maslisen die Pirke. Wie will Maslisen die Hoche, Hanne der Potomeo? Wie will Maslisen die Pesach? Nidre Chai, aber she Pesach lebe ich mit Shabbos Yom Tov. So that was, there is one difference between the Machlekes, between Bishamay and Bishilel in our Mishneh, and the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbono in that Mishneh. In our Mishneh, so in respect to Obiv and Ochi and Echob, so it's bottled by itself without recourse to Hetachocha. Masha'in came in the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, so without Hetachocha, the whole Neder will remain intact, even in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But with through Pesach and through Hetachocha, so the Neder certainly becomes bottled in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Shaila is, since it becomes bottled through Hetachocha in respect to Shabbos and Yom Tov, does it become bottled in respect to the other one? So there is an analogy between the Machlekes, Bishama and Bisil on one end, the Machlekes, Arakim and Rabbon on the other hand. But the difference is that in the Machlek between Bisham and Bisilel, so the mitzvah Sanhedrin is bottled by itself without the Tachocha. In the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbon, even the mitzvah Sanhedrin is bottled on the basis of the Tachocha. Wo must this le dam ni maus was diesen Birki? Du must this do khaneta bottle mail. Du must this le peis khin ni khaye o she peis le khisha bos yom tei. Weil in Teil wie schon immer schließen, die Kette ist wie gerne. Schau in die Schabe lo wie Meilo. Wie lo maß ließen, wie viel ich beizrin, lecke le Meima roche, schen wie scho sag al Hatzmei. Bosso, wie jai, schon achas, judea hu she jabro olo, Shabbos es yom tevi. Hilkach kim di leke toez viker aneder, nidre chay, elo she beizrin le bichli Shabbos yom tevi Pesach. שאילו ידיע שעושו לסעניס בהם, לא היה נדע, אוי בחרות. והוד אם הישים לנו להוכל לפוש את מותיים משם בישראל, ולאם אבדל השות המקצוע זה יתקו לאיטליה, כי איך על איטליה ופוקטיים רבון ורבקים. So even though there is a difference, but as far as the longest of נדע השות המקצוע זה יתקו is concerned, so the same longest applies to both cases. But there is one fundamental difference. In the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, so the gabi mixes are there, the gabi obi ve'echov, so it is bottled by itself without the tachochem, and the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbonon, we have to resort to the tachochem. Now, and so the Ran is explaining in accordance with his shita of Vikra Neder, why is it that in the case of Shabbos Yom Tov, so it's not bottled by itself, and we have to resort to Pesach and to the tachochem in the case of Ivechov, so it's not by itself. So the Ran explains it in accordance with his own shikin, because in both cases there is no wunder in the buchach at the time of the neder. There is no wunder in the buchach at the time he takes the neder. He makes the neder, but in in kolatirikule it would be dvorim shemalei. So it wouldn't be bottled, even legabe of Ivero, because there is no umdre muchach. There are certain people who don't get along with their brothers, with their father. So mainly it's not an umdre muchach. It's not an umdre muchach. But he says that he was not mechabe to asa da noi from his father and brothers. So because by neder and by shvuah there is a special zazakosu of odom mishvuah. So mimele, even if there is no umdeh limuchach, the neder is bottled. But this is only shayach if the Torah is Ligabiikra Neder, if there is a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder, Mashein came in the case of Shaposin Tevi, there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder. Now, why don't we say that in the Mishnah of Pesach, Shaposin Tevi, there is also a mistaken identity? After all, he says now, in his Pesach, he says, had I known that Shabbos Yom Tevi, that Shabbos Yom Tevi mitzoseh, Shabbos Yom Tevi mitzoseh, I wouldn't have taken it. So first of all, let's assume that this person was ignorant, and he didn't know that Shabbos Yom Tevi, the Shabbos Yom Tevi Mahos HaBitayis. Let's assume that we are dealing, it's not mistaber, that when the Mishnah says, basically, Shabbos Yom Tevi, that when the Mishnah says, basically, Shabbos Yom Tevi, the Mishnah is reference to a person who is ignorant of the Yisr of Tainis HaShabbos Yom Tevi. Who doesn't know the Yisr of Tainis HaShabbos Yom Tevi? Maybe today, I mean, there are many Jews who don't know, but in the earlier days, everybody knew that Shabbos Yom Tevi in Tainis is Osa. But let's assume for a moment that the Mishnah, when it says Pesach Shabbos Yom Tevi, is referring to someone who Mamish didn't know that Shabbos Yom Tevi is Osa. So, mainly, if he didn't know that Shabbos Yom Tevi is Osa B'Tainis, so when he took it, when he asked Achille, and all the days of the week, in Meshach of Ishono, as the Ran explains it, so that means there was no mistaken identity. There was only a mistake in the deed. So when he took the Neder, he really meant to ask Rachel Yisrael, not only on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but on Shabbos also. But he was mistaken as to a deed. So there is no mistaken identity. But it came, so mainly there is no toyes v'ikar neder. Since there is no toyes v'ikar neder, so if there had been an undelid muchach, so then it we wouldn't have to resort to hetachochem. But there is no undelid muchach, because a person sometimes does ask that, even if he knows that Shabbos is in Yom Tevi are also times. So, but we don't have to say that the Mishnah is referring to someone who never knew of the Yisr of Tainis in Shabbos is in Yom Tevi. Even if the lady happens to be a big Talmud Chochem, and he knows, but it happens to every person that for the moment he forgets a certain thing. In other words, when a person, let's say, is Mechal Shabbos B'Shevi, and he thinks for a moment, he forgets that it's Shabbos. So it can happen to anybody. I mean, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel, it happened to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Mavia, was Matez Aleia, B'Shabbos B'Shevi. So for the moment, he forgot that it's Shabbos. I mean, that can happen to every person. So the Melech, even if the lady there is a big Talmud Chochem, but at that moment he forgot absent-mindedly. He forgot of the Yisr of Tainis and Shabbos Yom Tevi. But when he took the letter, he really meant to ask Rachel Yisrael on all the days, not excluding Shabbos Yom Tevi. So mainly there was no mistaken identity. There was no choice. Now, according to the Mavit is really kind of unshite, and he says there is no difference between a toyes bigger neder or toyes in an extraneous manner. So how does he explain the difference between the case of Nimzo Vivecho and the case of Pesach Mishavos Yom Tevi? So the Mavit says, in respect to Ovidechov, there is an ansade, it's an umdele muchach. But in respect to Shabbos Yom Tevi, there is no umdele muchach. But the Ran, with Yishito, so he says, Hil kach kim dilek et toy is bika hanedea, nidre chaya, elo she peyischelei bichli tshabes v'yontev bi Pesach, she ilu hoi yo yudeyach she osu nisalis behem, lo yoneida, oi bechavot, vohodi maizino lohochel in fushet luchtayi, ki bishama li bizila, vileina vileida she uta bikzosi uta kule taliye ke ike, Alright, now, yes, what?
In Tosfos Chaim,
it
explains like Nachman Arbitrary, and Nachman the Tosfos is falling
on the Ram, otherwise, why did Tosfos explain
the Ram? Tosfos explains the Philip. Yeah, from the Russian of Tilly's face. But the Russian explaining, I mean, it isn't Marbitrary inside, why did it assume that the Ram, the Tosfos agrees with the Ram? I mean, you could explain the Tosfos like you said in the Ram.
One second. It's not muchach that Teisves is chelik and the Ran Shite, the distinction between Tois Bikaneda. True Teisves says, the Aloshim Mashma, say, Lochen Yere, the Vada Yitzor Chattor As Rochen, the Lidome Le Maslis in Binim Tzor Vim Oyacho, the Yitzor Shaila, the Oso Om Haneda Bitoi Suishkogo Gmuro, the Anansade Shesobo Belibei, Sheshom Einom Krivi. So it doesn't mean, I understand, of course, he cleansed itself to this interpretation. But it's not muchach from Teisves Shite that because Teisves says that ansade, so it doesn't necessarily mean an ansade that at the time of the neder it was an ansade. In other words, he says there is one difference. You see, between the case of our Mishnah and the case of Pesach Shabbos and Yom Tevi, because over there Teisves could agree with the Ran Shite. So it's in Toyes Bikra Neda, even though there was no Anansade. But now he says that he didn't know, and we believe him. There is no Shaila, there is no problem with the Munas. And so in the case of Oviviecho, so we know that this person, true, there is no Anansade. In order to have an Umdin Limuchach, then it must be true of every person. But just because this person, he tells us that he would never have taken in Eder Asar and Ganoye from his father and from his mother, we believe him. So when Teisa says Anansade, he means Anansade Achsho. So in other words, so we know that he was mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder. Mashein Kei, So he tells us he didn't know that it's Osir. He didn't know that it's Osir. But there was no mistaken identity. There was no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter. Because when he asked Achim to see all the days of the week, he really meant all the days of the week. He meant not only Sunday and Monday. He meant Shabbos and Yom Tov too. He meant it. But he didn't know that it's such a big avail. That it's awesome. He didn't know. He thought that it's all right. I mean, under certain circumstances, it's all right to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there was no mistake as to the Iker HaNeder, as to the subject matter of the Neder. This is what the Rosh says. So the Rosh of HaNeder Bitoi Sushbog of Muro. Why does he call it Shkog of Mor? It means there was a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter. In other words, he thought he was making an Eder in respect to strangers, and it turned out that they weren't strangers, they were his father and his brother. So Mimele, there was a mistaken identity. So, Abel Hochesh and Oda Shona Achas Nimor. So what is it? He's not stupid. He knew at the time when he took an eder to fast all the days of the week, he knew that in every week there is a Shabbos day. He knew that there was Yom Tovim days. So he was not mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter of the eder, but at that moment he forgot that it's Osir. Either he didn't know or he forgot. At the moment he forgot, absent-mindedly he forgot that it's Osir. But he wasn't mistaken as to the identity of the subject matter. So tasteless could be explained in accordance with the Shita Brahma.
Rabbi, we never pointed that out I don't remember.
But we don't have to say. As I said, I mean, it lends itself to the shita of the Marit, but it's not more. All right, anyway. Now starts the difficult Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Omar Rab, the Kuma Aume, Kol Heichad the Omar Ilu Yisi Yedeya Shabo Bileichem, Ho Yisei Meir Kulchen Asurin Chutz Liabo, the Kulan Asurin. ויאב ידמות לא ינח לקואלו בהימי רילו איסי ידי השאב בניכם או יסי מי הפלני ופלני הסורי ואבו מות נא לצד הרב אומר רב הכל מיידים בהימי so בהימי רילו איסי ידי השאב בניכם או יסי מי הכוח מהסורי חוץ מאבו או יסי מי הכוח הסורי זה אבו וכל העולם כל הסורי ואב ידמות So even Bisila will be made in such a case that Kulun Asur, we don't say Neda Shemot Musa Shemotot Kulun. Mishum Dolo Yitve Kai Gavne Neda Shehuta Mitzose Yehuta Kulun. Vifi Shekidu Shebishasa Neda Oma Kulchan Asur Viachshov Gamke Mami Vora Vorishen Vigabi Achir Veise Aloshi Mame Shehoma Vitchilo אף על פי שמי ציובים מן הכלל, אפילו הוכה, אין זה נדר שירות המקצוס. לפי שאובי הוא נכנס מאינו במשמו יסנדר. ולגבי האחרי, הרי הוא אין מאיר, כולכם, שאומר בתחילו. כל שם אתם. So what do we see from Rabbis? And the same thing we can see from Rabbis. That the halokhe of nedar שפוטל מקצוסי פוטל כולי, is based upon the Maisa flow. The Maisa flow. Not it's that it's based upon the Maisa flow. In other words, that if a beetle is hal on a certain dibo, if a beetle is hal on a certain dibo, so mele the whole dibo is hal. In other words, it's on the Maisach Zoye, on the Dibo. So Mimele, Rabbi says, when do we see him say? Loinech liku elo beimeir, ilo yisi yedeya shabu bineichem, ho yisei mea pleinu pleine asurin, viyabu muter. So then we still say, elo beimu mitori. Why? Because there is a shidu aloshin, his mishanet aloshin. When he is chazer, and he says, had I known, so then I would have said, plainly asurim v'abu muter. So in other words, so there is a total variance between the original dibur of the neder and the present formulation, because in the original formulation he said kulchen asurim. Now he says, had I known, I would say, plainly asuri, the abimuter. So there is a beetle on the maisach, on the dibu. So Bishamai say, true, there is a beetle on the dibu. There is a change in the dibu, in the formulation. So that does not rebuttal the whole formulation of the neder. And Bishil say, no. Neda Shuta Mitzose is Utuku. Masheinke, when he finds out that his father was among them, his father was a monk. So he says, Ilo isi yodeya. So she abo bineye, ho yisei meya, kuchon asurin chutz mi abo, kuchon asur chutz mi abo. So in the Chazore, the formulation is the same as the original formulation, except there is an added expression, chutz mi abo. So memele, so there was no bitul chal on the first digul. There was no bitul chal on the first digul of kuchen asurin, because the kuchen asurin digul remained intact. Even after the chazor, it remained intact. So the change consists in another digul, in the chutz mi'abo. The original formulation did not have this digul of chutz mi'abo. And this, and the present formulation, after the Chazoreh, so here's an additional Dibur. So the Melech, but the original Dibur that he used in the Neder, that he employed in the Neder, there was no Dibur on that Dibur. So the Melech, we don't say Neder should have been Sosei Hutaku. Alright. Yehobama. The Kulaume Kolecha do Marilo is here. Shabo Binechem, Hoyzei Deya, plain Yasurin, the Abu Mutea is Kulamuto. Echliku, Elo, Eimea, Ilo is here. Shabo Binechem, Hoyzei Nakukmasurin, Kutia, Bisham, I suffer a lot of Meyer, the Omatok social rich. Obisil Sabra Krabiesi, the Omar with Marboro Bodom Nitvans. So Robert says just the reverse. He says, in the case, now let's use the expressions that are used by the Ram, by the Rashi. In other words, according to Rabbi, so the Machlekes between Mishama and Bisilel is only in the case of Mishanedibor. Where the Chazoreh, the Dibur of the Chazoreh is altogether different than the Dibur of the Neder. Mashein came, if it's the same Dibur, except that he adds Chutz Mi'abo, so by Maimi, even Bisilo would be made it. That we don't say Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta. Rove says just the reverse. He says, "Kul al mekolei chedoma, ilo yisi yedeya, shabu bneichem, ho yisi emeya, plenium." What was the original formulation? Kul kamasur. Now he's mishani dibur. So in the case of mishani dibur, so even mishamai would be made. Even mishamai would be made. That we say that Ashuta mitzosu tekule. So according to Rove, everybody concedes that there is such a aloche of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Suta Kulei. So Memele, in the case of Mishamai Dibureh, so even Mishamai would agree that we say Huta Mitzvah Suta Kulei. Loi Nech Liku, Elvei Meir, Ilu Ho Yisi Yodeya, Shabu Bineiche, Ho Yisei Merkuch Masurim Chutz Mi'ab. So the Machleik is between Mishamai and Mishilel is in the case of Maimi Dibureh. Where in the final formulation after the Chazoreh, so the same Dibur remains intact, except that he adds another expression, Chutz Mi'ab. It's my Dibur. So Mishal Ma'isav Alek Reb Meir Yomar Tofus Loshen Rish Ubisilo Sav Alek Reb Yisi Yomar Bigmar Dvoro Bodom Nitvas. Now let's see the Ram. It's a very complicated. לפי שהוא יום מקפיד שלימו במדבורו, ואפילו רגע, כי מנרי, שיהיה בכל איסט, ופיך חוי אימא שלו אימא קוכם, אלא פלאי ופלאי, וכיר מדי כתר, תדעי נטוי יסגום, לגב יום, ותוי יסגלוש לגבי החילי, סביר לי בסילל, דחי גבנה, מתפנה בשוט המקצוע, סי ותקולה. So what does it mean the Ram? He says, דיק תאטה. So it's not on the basis of תאטה לרייסי here. It's not the concept of תאטה לרייסי. He means that since there is a toyes in the washin itself, in the case of my meat, there is no toyes in the washin. There is only toyes in the kavone, but in the washin there is no toyes. Mashenke, if there is a toyes in the washin, so a bitul is chal and the maizah and the dibo. So the mele we say. נדע שאתה מקצוע זה הוא תקוע. וכי בלי כתארת את הניתו יזגום על גבי עובי, ביתו יזגו של דבר אחר, סביר על מסיר על יחי גב למתכנת השאת המקצוע זה תקוע. רוב אומר, האת אומי בי בי מה, אילו איזי יוידיה, שאבו בלחם או יצאי מהפרעים ופרעים האסורים, ואבו מותר, כל המותר, תלם אבי כתארת את הודעה משנה, וסביר לרובי, ומשם הנעם בבידה, וכל איך אני שייך לממות המקצוע, שימו את הלאה לכולה. לא ילך לכו, אלא בי מאיר, אילו או יסי ידע, שעב בניכם, או יסי אי מאיר, כולכן אסורים חוץ מנעם, ושם היסב לא קרב מאיר, ביום התופוס לא של ריש, וסביר לירו, ותלוקתי אמימה מבלישי נאוריש, ותאי, now what's the מחלקת between רב מאיר ובידה? If somebody says, makes it more, and he says he has a certain behavior, and he says, "Harize tmurasei lo tmurashlomi." Now there is a stira. There is a stira. So the Meir says, "Stop the social reach." So it becomes tmurasei. And Yude says, "No, we have to do justice to both, to the social reach and to the social achay. How can we do justice?" To both expressions, the Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achim, it's a stira mei obey. So here Achim is toei, v'yimochei, and then with the domi, that after it acquires a moon, so after the behemoth acquires a moon, so we sell it and we get, let's say, $50. So then for $25, so we'll buy an elo and half of the dummy, so we'll buy shlom. So because the good holds, we don't say tofus loshlish, and we don't say tofus loshnach, and certainly not. So maybe we have to do justice to both expressions. So what's the shayches of the machlekes between the meyer and the Yudah here? That we have to understand. This really often took time in mind of the sheni orish. Itamai and bishamai mishim disavon of kirab meyer. יום אגב הרי זה תמורה סיילו, וכל זו יום הרי זה תמורה שלומים, תופוס לא שרגיש, והרי תמורה סיילו, ואימא שלומים כבר. ורבי איסי סביר לידע, הרי זה תמורה שלומים, שבגמר דבור עבוד המיטרס, ובשם היסב לא קרב מהיר, יום התופוס לא שרגיש. היו כך כי אם זה בתחיל הסבור, די לכולכם אסור, הרי כמו שאומרים בתחילו, אבל כפי שבגמר דבור שאימא חוץ מן אבו, מה שפוי זה בדבור פרישני, לא יקבדים על דבר. תהי כאן דיבור של עוד אום, הוא תחיל אז בו. תחי חדי אוסוף כשי דברי אורי שישי סל דברי אחר. אין חי שישי לימד אום אביסי, פלאו, דהי לפור השלומי, הוכה נמי שאף של דברי אחר. דהי לחוץ מן אבו קלו, ופרישי נישי סל דבור אורי שי. אלו מבוי איר, וכל מוקים כינדי סביר עלי ביסי סחיל זה זה. תאיף שלו של אישי, ושאין שאי שכין גם כנסים, איתה מתחילת דיבורי. וכי מי שתחילת דיבורי, מסכים ממה שאומר, מתחילת על ידיה, מסכאי לגב האחר, ולגעו אחר הוא תמקצוע סיכלל, דיום מבלי לא מאויו בכל הנדיה, ובסילו סם לא קרבייס, דיום עד שסאי שכין בו, זה הלכן אחת מרדו, וכן נאמר כשאין שאי שכין, שיש לה אסיס איתה מגמר בו, דהיינו מה שאומר, חוץ מנעבו, ונמצא שיש בנדר טועס, וכן שמה נמצא סבות לקורא. Now we see that the Ram was bothered by this demon. Because if we had assumed that in the case of Maimed Zvon, where in the original formulation he says to Kuluch HaMasur, And then when he found out that the father was among them, so he said, I would have said, had I known this, I would have said the same Moshe. So if we had assumed that here too there is a stire, then we could understand the relevance of the machlekes between the mayor and the unit of social mission of Gmar Dvorov, the mitvahs here. But here there is no stire. Now why isn't there a stire here? There is no stire here because the Ram Rishitose, not only the Ram, the other Rishayim also. I mean, say the same thing. The only one who says not the same thing is the Karnero. The Karnero mentions his own Pshat. But that is contrary to the Pshat of the Ram, the Pshat of the Rosh. And I don't know whether it's contrary to the Pshat of all the Rishayim. So, if not for the Ram, we could say that the point of Wow means that in the original formulation he said, Kul Hamasu. Then, when he finds out that the father was among them, he said, had I known that my father, my brother is among them, I would have said the same way, Kul Hamasu, Chutz Me'ach. So that's Maimides law of Bimoshim Kwa. But there is another example of Maimides law. Gloshim Prat. Suppose in the original formulation he said, play me, you know, they were telling me. No, I. And he couldn't see their faces. He just saw numbers. First one, second one, third one. So he said, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, asu. Then he realized that number six was his father. So he says, had I known that number six is my father, I would have said, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, Asuri, number six, Muta. So that's also mine. That's also mine. So the Ramshite, as far as the Mor is concerned, so we could say that when Rove says that the Machlekes between Bishamay and Bisila is only in the case of Maimi. It's only in the case of Maimi. So that means in the case of Maimi, we wash in flour. But not in the case of Maimi, we wash in flour. But the Ram and the Rosh, they all say that it doesn't make any difference. That the same machlok is between Bishama and Bisila. That in the case of Maimi, we wash in flour, applies to the case of Maimi Goshen Prat. So why do they say, because the Mishnah uses the Loshen of Kul Hamasu. But the same thing would be true of Maimi Goshen Prat. But, so this is what the Ram says. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, so we could say, as the Karmel wants to say, that the according to Rove, so the machlekes between Shama and Israel is in the case of Maimi Goloshim Klal. In other words, when he made the neder, he said Kol Chanaso, and then when he found out of the mistake of his mistaken identity, so he said Hoyisei Meir Kol Chanaso Chutzmiyah. So then we could explain the relevance of the conflict between the Meir and the Rabbi. We could explain very well. But this is not the Pshat in the Gemara, because, I mean, the Ram knew better how to explain the Gemara. But if the Ram didn't say, we could explain very well this Gemara. We could say that here there is also a stir. Because from the point of view of logic, this expression, Kuchen Asur in Kutzli Abo, is a repugnant expression. It is just as repugnant as the expression that is commonly used by people today. I don't know nothing. And when a person says, I don't know nothing, what does he mean? He doesn't know anything. He means he doesn't know anything. But it's a repugnant expression. Because if he says, I don't know nothing, it means that he knows something. Now, Kuchen Asur in Chutz Mi'Abo, from the point of view of logic, is a repugnant expression. Because if you say Kuchen, Kuchen means Kuchen. How can you say Kuchen Chutz Mi'Abo? It's still a little vague. But it's used. You see, the expression, I don't know nothing, is only used by people who don't speak the correct English. But the expression, Kuchen Asur in Chutz Mi'Abo, is used by everybody. Why? Why is it that it's used by everybody? Because it's a short way of expressing oneself. In other words, otherwise, he would have, you know, to utter many words. So this is a shortcut. It is a short way. So that's why people resort to a poetic license in using repugnant expressions like Kuchen Asur in Chutz Mi'Abo. But logically, it's a repugnant expression. It has a stir. So, this we could explain, but this is not a pshat in the Gemara, because the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim don't limit the Machlokes B'Shammai and B'Silo according to Rabbi to the case of Maimon the washing cloth. They apply it to Maimon the washing cloth as well. But if the Ram didn't say, we could say, now, when after the fall of the Eimer, we knew all this with the day as Abba the Neche, for the same of Kuchan Asun and Kutz Yav. So, Shama is Sabra Lo Tereb Meir, the Omar Tofus Roshan Rish, or the Zil Sabra Lo Tereb Meitzi, the Omar Bid Bad Mor, but the Mitvas. So, in other words, what's the Machlek? Is there about you? We could explain that the Mor is poor very well on that basis. But we see from the Ram that this is not a Shama. But if not for the Khan, we could say the machlokes between Bishama and Bishir, between Rav Meir and Rav Yudeh, whether Tofes was a Rishin or not, is not the machlokes in Umnen. I mean, how is a child? It's not mistaken that the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudeh is what the Umnen is. Let's ask him what he meant. And one person might mean one thing, and the other person might mean another thing. It's not mistaken that Rav Meir holds. The Umden is that this person meant Loshen Rishon. And the Loshen Achrayim, he only uttered by way of verbiage. I mean, it's not Mistabah. So, the Machlokes is in the Mishpat HaLoshen. So we could say that in the Mishpat HaLoshen, so Rav Meir says, since there is a stir, there is a repugnancy in his expression, he says, Areizet Muraseilo, Areizet Murashon. So there is a still in the obey. So, if there is a repugnancy into expressions, so we don't have to strain the meaning of the expression, that it should be both. But the first expression takes effect, Mimele negates the halais of the second expression. That's the shit of Rameh. Rabbi Yudeh says no, but he said both expressions and the Masachas. It's impossible, you know, to be made Shnei Divurim, the Masachas Mamish. But so mainly we have to do justice to both expressions. And even though on its face, one against the other, if it's Elo, it's not Shlomim. If it's Shlomim, it's not Elo. But we have to do justice to both. So we have to strain the connotation of the expression and reconcile the two conflicting components of the contradictory expression. How do we do it? By saying that it should be how, both expressions should be how. In other words, Yirachin Stoi, and then Yimochea, and Vitne, Chotzi, Chotzi Domi, Elo, and Chotzi Domi Shon. So maybe here too. If we say, according to Reb Meir, that where there is a stir and may obey, so then we reject the second expression. Because it's inconsistent with the first expression. So here, when he first said, then he says, you are using the day. Sha'abu b'neim, when you say, kulchem asunim chutz mi'ab. But this is a repugnant expression. He says, kulchem asunim, that means kulchem. And he says, chutz mi'ab. So in other words, so the first expression we accept, and the second expression we reject. The second expression we reject. So in many ways, we cannot say because we reject the second expression as if we didn't say it. But then you ask, if we reject as we did say it, so let the Abba also be yourself. The answer is, truly rejected as verbiage as if he didn't say it. But without him saying it, we know that his intention was not to answer Hanoi of the Father. So Mele, it's not really Mishavim. But in Haname, we do reject the second expression as verbiage because it is inconsistent with the first expression. And according to Yude, so just as Obadiah, he says, when you have the spirit in two expressions, we have to do justice to both expressions. So here too. So Mele, we say, you know, just put away. One second. So we could very well explain the Gemara that way. But if we explain the Gemara that way, so the machleket between Bishama and Bisirel, the machleket between Bishama and Bisirel, would only apply to a case of Maimi Beloshim Prat. It wouldn't apply to Maimi Beloshim Prat. And the Ram says in so many words at the end of the Omer. We'll soon go over it. So he says that the machleket between Bishama and Bisirel applies to every case of Maimi, whether it's Maimi B'Loshim Klal or Maimi B'Loshim Klal. Now, in the case of Maimi B'Loshim Klal, there is no redundancy, there is no contradiction, and still, the same machlekes between Bishama and Bisila are applied. So, obviously, it's a different Bishama. So, apparently, according to the Ram, the machlekes between, according to Rabbi, so the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yude is another question. Suppose a person says two things. Is it to be considered as one dibur hakli? As if the two expressions had been expressed in one word, or it's to be considered as two separate dibur. Now. And Rabbi holds that he said as follows: the Rabbi Amar Bikul Alme Kolei Chedoma. He will only see the Yashav and Bileche. When he say Pleinu Plein Asurim, the Abba Muter is full of mitov. Is full of mitov. When Echliku Elbeini, he will only see the Yashav and Bileche. When he say Meir, the Chen Asurim Chutz Miab. So Bisham, I suffer with Rameh, the Omar Topu is Russian Rish. We still suffer with Rameh, the Omar Mahon, Moro was a big father. So Rameh holds the Topu is Russian Rish. And we reject the Roshnach. Even though he said that it should be to Rashonim also, we reject it. Why? Because Rameh holds, if you use two expressions, so our Pedim is considered as two devotees. Not as one deal. If it's considered as two dibbling, and there is a stira, and there is a stira between the first dibbling and the second dibbling. So, mainly, we are not concerned with the second dibbling, with the effectiveness, the chalais of the second dibbling. The first dibbling by itself has no repugnancy. So, this, the first dibbling is uttered first. So, mainly, the moment he finishes uttering, Harei Zut Murasayo, so it takes effect. It takes effect. So mainly it precludes the effectiveness, the chalais of the second Dibur of Purashon. And Rabbi Yudeh is chelik. Why is Rabbi Yudeh chelik? Because Rabbi Yudeh holds Al-Pidit is to be considered as one Dibur. As one Dibur. And he would have used one Dibur. But it's physically impossible to express both things in one Dibur. But if it had been possible, if it had been possible for him to express it in one Dibur, with a rachness, like Zohar Rishonim Diborachat, so then he would have resorted to one Dibur. So Mimele, we cannot consider it Al-Pidin as two separate Dibur. So since it's one Dibur, so my chos is that you should give justice to the Rosh Hashem and not Rosh Nachim, it's one Dibur. So Mimele, we have to do justice to both. To both expressions. Al-Pidin, it's one Dibur, it's not two expressions. So Mimele, so we have to strain the connotation of this expression, and so that we'll do justice to both. How do we do it? By saying that Yirachi is Toei, V'Yimoche, V'Yogi B'Chotzi Domo Beimo, and B'Chotzi Domo Shlom. So Mimele, again, Robe, just as according to Rabbi, agrees, says that the whole din of Neda Shehuta Mitzosek, the whole din of Neda Shehuta Mitzosek, Huta Kulei, is based upon the Maisa, upon the Dibur. So if there is a bit of Chal, and that Dibur bemixes us, and part of that Dibur, so then the whole Dibur is part. But if it is separate Diburim, so then we don't say the so that it's a bottom with just a bottom cup if it's separate Diburim. So we nech lifuel bein meirim or yisir deya shavu bneichem or yisir meir kuchon asurim chutzmiya. Bisham I sab loker meyer the omar tokus loshanish. So Mimele, now according to Reb Meir, so it's two separate Diburim. Now let's examine now from the point of view of two Diburim the relationship, the similarity, and the contrast between the original formulation and the alternate formulation. In the original formulation, he said kulch masur. There was no chutz mi'ab. In the final formulation, we have the expression kulch masurim, but we had an additional expression chutz mi'ab. So if it's according to the Meir, so it's two separate Diburim. So there is no variance in the Dibur of kulch masurim. So that means that in the original formulation, the original Dibur, which consisted exclusively of chutz of kulch masurim, it did not contain the element, the other element, the other ingredient expression of chutz mi'ab. So this remains intact. There was no bittul. There was no bittul, no change in the original dibur that he employed. So Mele says. So we cannot say neda shuta mitzosei hutukur. Masheitim Misilel, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he says we have to do justice to both. Why do we have to do justice to both? Because we couldn't say the first Dibur, the moment it finishes, utterly. The first Dibur, so it takes effect, and then it precludes the effectiveness, the chaleis of the second Dibur. Because it's one Dibur. If it's one Dibur, So Mimele, there is a change in the original Dibur of the Neder. Because what was the original Dibur of the Neder? Just Kulcha Asuri. Now, in the alternate formulation, it's the same expression is different. There is a change. It's not Kulcha Asuri, but the same expression. So there is a change in the invariance, in the Dibur. So Mimele, we say, Now, I don't want to go over the whole sugya because that will probably involve me for more than an hour, and so probably wouldn't be right. So we'll leave it here.
Rosh is exactly that the Kirillah says it's his own shot, not the Rosh. The Rosh says that the last case is not the proof, no matter what it's like. In the first case,
I'll discuss the Rosh. I'll discuss the Rosh.
But then I turn over and told the Rosh again.
All right. I'll discuss it.
He means that Rosh.
I know. I went over again. I'll discuss the Rosh next year.
Can we say crazy all the practice? Why can't we say it's like it's applied up to the Yaakov, so we take it to become Yaakov.
What do you mean Yaakov? I mean there's a skill in this.
No, the thing is the Yaakov. How is the Yaakov status with the...
Tura Seila, Reza Tura Shom.
No, instead of saying this, it's Harizah Tumuras, the Yaakov Tumuras, all of us,
They were uttered in two separate ways.
Why can't we say since he could have said it correctly?
No,
can't say it's like it's the Yad.
No, it's not Yad. I mean, because it's two separate expressions. And they are successive each other. So maybe like the first one is Chal and then it looks. The Chal is the
same. I mean, first year in the Dorn, you mentioned about that, the Ramban is using a certain thing that can. It looked like it can, but the Tanya's was found. So why can't we apply the same to the
But here, it's not Chayach Seyyadis, it's two separate expressions. And one is says of the other, it's not Chayach to say Yodis here. Yodis is Chayach to say when he begins to say and doesn't complete it. Then it's Chayach to say Yodis. Here, he said two expressions that contradict each other.
But then, to your students mentioned the first year, the Ramban, there was a certain expression that was said incorrectly. And so the Ramban said that we do it with Chal, with Tanya, we sort of metar some words as a way to make it a correct expression. So why can't we apply the same word here?
No! Metar is the Bula is only Shire. When by explaining it, there will not be istira. But here, no matter what you do, so there will always be istira. There will be istira. So if we say that it's one divul, so we have to do justice to both expressions. So we strictly reconcile the two expressions. But if we say it's two separate divul, so we are not concerned with the second divul. The moment it finishes uttering the first expression, so it's Chal, and that becomes the Chalais of the second expression.
So
there is a variance in the original deal. There is a shear
in the Dorim Chof Adar Aleph Etav Shalachas, February 28, 1978, on Tuesday.
He said Zevi Azor and the Abba Brochim he also included in among the Zevs the Azor, and then the Chazor. So he says So in such a case, Rabbi, according to Rabbi, so everybody is made as long as there is a shino in the formulation, whether the shino consists from cloud to prat or from prat to cloud. So everybody is made that we say that should be chosen to put. Where is the machleke between the Shama and the Israel, where his mind is lost? Let's say the time of the neder is at kol chasuri. Then in the Hazorah he also says kol chasuri, but chutz mi'ah. Or the time of the neder he said zevi zasuri. And the time of the Hazorah he says zevi zasuri v'abunu. So that's mine. So then there is a machleket between Bishamai and Bishilel according to Bishamai. So we say that in regard to all the others. So the nether is Chal, and only the nether is bottom in regard to Abba or to Ochi, And according to Bezalel, we say the Neder should have just gotten too late, so the Neder is brought to leave from regard to the others. So, Rabbi explained it because Bishamai agrees with Rabbi Meir, and Bezalel agreed with Rabbi Yehuda. So, we said that according to the Ram, now the Ram says, now, the machlekes between Bishamai and Bezalel is the case where there is an inconsistency, a stirah between the people Rishi and the people Rachel, but here there is no stirah. So the Ram says, So we, I mentioned that it's possible to explain the Gemara that here there is also a stira, because when a person says kuchen chutz, it's an important expression. But the Ram doesn't say it that, doesn't explain it that way. He says that here you don't consider it as a contradiction in terms. There is no contradiction. So what's the shaykhes, or what's the relevance of the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, where they are hearing in case where there is a contradiction in terms, where there is a stira between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah. So the answer is that according to the Ram, the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is on the question when the person says Harizu Pura Sever Pura Shlomo, is it so? The Tzias, he expressed it in two Dibur, but whether you mean we consider it as one Dibur or we consider it as two Dibur. So Rav Meir says Tofus Losh Rish. So the Meir seems we say Tofus. Why do we say Tofus Losh Rish? Because he can, in the case of Pura Sela Pura Shlomim, there is a stir. Now, so Rav Meir considers it as to the boy, Al-Fadim. Just as the Mitzias is to the boy, so Al-Fadim is considered as to the boy. Now, since it's to the boy, and so the first Dibur, the moment he finishes uttering the first Dibur, so it takes effect. And that precludes the Chalais of the second Dibur, which is inconsistent with the first Dibur. But Rav Yehuda says, so we do not have to strain ourselves and reconcile the two expressions, because on the face the two debuim negate each other. So, and since it's two debuim, so and the moment he finishes uttering the first debuim, so it takes effect, and that precludes the chaleis of the second debuim. So the moment he finishes saying puraseiro, he becomes puraseiro. Namely, it precludes the chaleis of purashlomo. But Rav Yehuda holds no. We have to reconcile it to the world. So here actually is story. V'yivocher v'yom v'chotzi domo. Elo v'chotzi domo shlomo. Why? Because he holds this person. If he had been able to say both in one utterance, he would say it. But it's physically impossible to say two things with Dibur Echot. Zohar Mishomer with Dibur Echot. But that's not with Derech HaTeva. But with Derech HaTeva, you cannot say two Diburim, two expressions with Dibur Echot. But if he could, he would do it. So the Meir Al-Fadim, The two expressions of Pura Tehuri Pura Shlomim are to be considered as one Dibur. So in many ways, we have to do justice to both Dibur. So we say, Yirach Yisrael. So the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda is whether we consider it out to be as one Dibur or we consider it out to be as two Dibur. So in many ways, here, what we said as follows. The people, in order to say, Yedash Muta Mitzosi Muta Kulehi, so the people has to be chal on the Maisa Avlod. On the Maisa Avlod. Now, what is the battle? The original Avloye? What is the battle of the Dibu? The original Dibu, the Chazor. So it all depends how the Chazor is formulated. If the Chazor is formulated in such a way that basically the formulation of the Hazore is the same as the formulation of the Avdei Neder, so then no people can be harmed. But if the formulation of the Hazore is different, is at variance with the formulation with the original, with the Dibur of the Neder, so then people is harmed on the Maisa Afloye, on the Dibur of the Afloye. Mimele, as long as people is chal, so we say, Nedashum, she bottle mixose, bottle food. So in the case where he said, at first he said, let's take one case of Maimed is law. Maimed is law, according to the Ram, manifests itself in two ways. Either the Neder was formulated in the terms of plow, he says, Kukamasur. And then the Hazore is also in terms of law, but yet Kukhamasun, the Hazore says Kukhamasun and Kutzmah. Or another example of Manu's law would be that in the formulation he said Zevi 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 Zehasun, and he included the apples, and then the Hazore says Zevi Zevi Zehasun, the apples. So it's another example of Manu's law. Now let's consider both examples. So let's consider the example of Maimonides' law in Goshen Klav, not Goshen Klav. So he said, Kukhanasu. Then when he's ready, when he finds out that the father was wrong there, so he says, Kukhanasu and Kutzmiyah. So Bishamai, they agree with Rameya. Rameya said they are Tophis Loshen Rishin. Why do they say Tophis Loshen Rishin? Because they consider it as two separate degrees. As in two separate degrees. So here too, when the Hazori says Kukhan Asuri, but another thing, Chutz, another expression, Chutz Mi'abo, Chutz Mi'abo. So mainly it's considered as two separate expressions. So the first expression, Kukhan Asuri, it coincides, harmonizes with the formulation of the letter. So in effect, with the first expression, when he's in the Hazor, with the first expression, the Hazor, he confirms the Maisapso, he confirms it. So mainly we cannot say, because with the first expression, which is a separate expression, he in effect confirms the original formulation. And another, in order that Beetle should be Hal, so there must be a Hazor. The fact that in his heart, he is chayzeh, that is not the vatel, so that's Korishim Lev. So Jew, here we have special tazakosim of God of Mishue, but that doesn't mean that there is no aloche of Korishim Lev. So here too, in order that the original Neder should become Vatel, there has to be an explicit chazor on the original Neder. Now, where is the Chazore is couched in two expressions. Kuch Masuri, Chutz Mi'av, Chutz Ma'ach. So the Mele, according to Rameya, it's two separate Dibulim. And the first expression is a separate Dibul. And the first expression, in effect, confirms that way. So the Mele, no Dibul is Chav. No Dibul is Chav. Alright. But Rabbi Bezalel, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says over there by Rabbi Shlomi, we have to do justice to both, because it's considered as one expression. So the Mele, we cannot We cannot recognize one and ignore the other. It's one expression. So you have to do justice to both. So over there, Amida says, Yirachi is toy. So here too, since it's one expression, so the male, the totality of the expressions, which is one people, does not confirm the original toy. On the contrary, it disaffirms the original toy. So the male people is how, and since people is how, so we say Yadash Bhattuk so say. And the same thing is true where the mind consists in being minded as Rosh Prat. Now this is the Ramshila. So be shlemu l'rab and make him only they should not know what's ever was it. We say the Yoma Likuch El Nido El Nido be shlemu l'rab and make him only they should not know what's ever was it. Ela sempre doma no lozé, lozé, rabatibe e amai abonale e vamo de barraquil. So according to the Ram, so in other words, so he says the Reishe, so in the Reishe, in other words, the Gemara assumes that right now, the Gemara assumes right now that here we have three bodies. We have the Reishe, and we have the Tziyase, and we have the Seif. And when the Gemara says Reishe, the Gemara has reference to the Reishe and the Mitzvah. And to the first two points. Reishe has reference to the first two points. And Seif has reference to the third one. Because according to Thesis and the Rosh, it's different, you see. But this is how the Ram explains. That Reishe has reference to the first two points. And Seif has reference and the Seife has reference to the third one. So Kate Domarabaki, Ne Dashum Damitsu Seyuta Kulei, Kate Mishin Enelikuk. Now, what does it mean, Enelikuk? Now, again, according to the Ram, so when the Mishnah says Kate Mishin Enelikuk, it means. That at the time of the Neder he used the Roshna Kuk. At the time of the Neder. Not according to Tesvez and the Rosh. So when it says Likuchem, it means at the time of the Chazor it says Likuchem. But according to the Ram, it means that at the time of the Neder he said Likuchem. So, Kate and Shinin and Likuchem. So in other words, if the first book, the Kates, were he said the time that they are Kiddushin and Elikuk. And then he found out that the father and his brother were among them. And when he found out, so then he was chazer. And he said, you hoyisi yedeya, she'abed neyem, hoyisi eimeya, when you say that kuchem asuri chutz, so when you say meya, so now let's see the rak. Eisol rakom the rakom. Bishlei the rabe meya the reishe doma lozeh lozeh. We say the doma the kuch. Three reishe komet three bo bekamoi. We say the kfirim bo bebasais. Vochadosh. Bishlei the rabe. What does rabe say? Rabbi says that the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel is only in the case of Mach. But in the case of Maimonides Baruch, then everybody agrees, even Bisilel agrees, that we do not say that Hashem Tavitzos and Takul. So remember, the Reish, the first Bobe, has reference to the case. The first Bobe mentions that this is still in the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbono, or in the machlekes Bishamayim Bisila, machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbono. So when are they chilik Rabbi Akiva and Rabbono or Bishamayim Bisila? In the case of machlekes, in the case of Mishamayim Bisila, yeah. But in the case of Maimonides Baruch, well, he confirms the expression later on. So then everybody agrees that we do not say that Rashi Tam Tzosu Kapolei. Here we say Keitzat Tomar Rav Akiva Neda Shuta Mitzosei Kuta Kapolei Neda Shuta Mitzosei Kuta Kapolei. So he's talking Machleken between Rav Akiva and Rav Baruch. So it must have reference to the case of Maimonides Baruch. Now originally, when he made the Neda, he said Kulchem Kenim Shinenu Kulchem. So then at the time of the Hazoreh, he said, came him shin, then it was ever, was ever, was ever, was ever, we have a wood. We have a wood. Came him shin, then we cook. So who tell you how to cook? Who to cook? Now then, shin, then the boy was ever, was ever, the boy was ever, was ever, that's the Mitzias. Shin, then the boy was is the Mitzias. So Hutarovishin Utokulo. And the Gemara assumed that even though it says Hutarovishin, it doesn't mean that Hutarovishin. Anyone, Rishin. That's anyone. So Hutarovishin Utokulo. So that's the Mitzias. So the Mitzias also has reference to a case. The Mitzias also has reference to a case where he was Machir was law. But where is the Rishin, the first one? Has reference to the case. Where the time of the Neder he says, Kinim Shinem Kuch, and the time of the Chazor, he said, and then, you know, you see a day, Shalom Benayim, who you say in there, Zevi 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 Asuri, we have a Muter, so the Mitzir says reference to the case, where the time of the Neder he says, Kinim Shinem Lazer, 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 and then the time of the Chazor, he says, So, the Tzarachor Shevem between the case of the Bon Rishem and the case of the Bon Mitzieze, he comes says in that his Machlok is law. But in the Bon Rishem, so first he expressed it in the form of flour. And then in the Chazor, he was Machlok in the form of flour, and the Mitzieze the other way around. So in the Neder he expressed it in the form of flour, and then in the Chazorah he expressed it in the form of flour. But as the Shomer Shemayin, that he was machlin his law, whether it's from flour, whether it's from cloud to prato, from prato to cloud. So the Bor of Rishayin says Kimshin and Likulchem, and then the Chazorah was in the form of a prat. So the Bor of Mitzias says Shilin, and then he was machlin in the form of a cloud. So he said the same thing. Who took Kulam? And who took Rishay doesn't mean that who took Rishay. Anyone. Then comes the Bobe Achay, the third Bobe. The third Bobe has reference to the case where he was minding his Bobe. So in such a case where he used the same motion, the Chazore, as he used the Red. So then, an Achay doesn't mean that Achay. The Gemara didn't have a mission. Anyone. So, Huta Achei means Huta One. And Huta Orishin also means Huta One. But in the Bob Acheine, so if one was Mutea, for Achei Huta become Asur. Because by my mind is Barok, even Bisilel and even Rabbi Akiva are made that we do not say that Ashuta Misosu Tabu. Alright. So this is what the Gemara says. Bishlein Rabbi making relation of Al Lazeb Al Lazeb. In other words, the Reisha, so according the Loshin Hadmore is not so smooth, because according to the Ram, so the Gemara says Bishlem Ram Bikul Reisha, so Reisha is reference to two Bobes, the Bobe Kame and the Bobe Mitzir, and what does it mean Bishlem Ram Bikul Reisha Dov Lazeb Lazeb? So in respect to the Bobe Kame, so it means that the Lozev Lozev was in Chazor, and in the original Nedea, in the formulation of the Nedea, so Kulchem Asurim was used, and in the Bob Mitzieh, so Lozev Lozev was in the original Nedea. So this is what the Gemara says. Bishle l'rabbi meitim l'reche, the two first bovers, that there was an expression of Ozeb el Azeb. And there was an expression of Kulchem. So, but we say there, the Omer Kulchem. And see, the third bover is reference to the case where his mind is born. In other words, that it was, Kulchem was used in both, in the Neder and in the Chazor. Or Ozeb el Azeb was used in both. Elo in the door, no reference for them. די קיין שני קאַפּד די שיינע משאל די נײַע פרימע וואס ער וואס ער קיין שו יאבין די קאָפּ פאַנעל אַ קיורק ווי קיין שני קאַפּד די פרימע קוכן די שאל די נײַע ווי וואו ווי מאל וואס ער וואס די פישלי שיינע וואס ער וואס ער מאַך ער האָט דאָ פויע שו די פייטע סאָב שמי שישבי אשר מאסט ווי וואס ער וואס ער so the might be an element of disrespect towards Ab. Oh, in other words, because if they are all standing in a line and they start saying, "Chayim zeb 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 zeb," and so it might look that he's intending to make to ask the Anoy of the Father too. So maybe in order to avoid such an impression, someone might prefer to say, "Kuk masul chutzmeh." So it's not now. So, and sometimes one might feel uncomfortable that when you say Kuch Masoi, so you at the very outset include the Father as well. And then,